Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Nomar Garcia-Para. Batting second. The center fielder, Darren Bragg. Batting third. The left fielder, Will Cordero. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fifth. The DH, Reggie Jefferson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Nehring. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting eighth. The second baseman, John Valentin. Batting ninth. The catcher, Scott Hatteberg. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jeff Suppan. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Gerald Williams. Batting second. The center fielder, Jeremy Burnitz. Batting third. The third baseman, Jeff Zerillo. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Nilsson. Batting fifth. The DH, Anthony Williamson. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Matt Mieske. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mark Loretta. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mike Matheny. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jeff D'Amico. And now, play ball. Nomar Garcia-Para is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Garcia-Para hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bragg hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burnitz. Bragg reaches second base with a double. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cordero hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bragg scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn strikes out. 2 outs. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cordero moves to second. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Nehring hits a line drive into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia-Para scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeremy Burnitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Burnitz hits a fly ball into center field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Zerillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Zerillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia-Para scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary hits a line drive into center field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hatteberg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nilsson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatteberg for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Nilsson hits a line drive into center field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Anthony Williamson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williamson strikes out. 2 outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Valentin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Garciaparra is 0 for 1 in the game. Garciaparra hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bragg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bragg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. D'Amico fields it and throws to first for the out. Garciaparra moves to second. 1 out. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cordero is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cordero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Mieske hits a line drive towards third. Nehring reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Loretta hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 1, Brewers, 1. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Matheny hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Matheny moves to second. Jeremy Burnetz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burnetz is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnetz strikes out. 2 outs. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Cirillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Jefferson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nehring is 0 for 1 in the game. Nehring strikes out. 1 out. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. O'Leary is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Leary hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jefferson moves to second. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burnetz. Valentin reaches second base with a double. Jefferson scores. O'Leary moves to third. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hatteberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatteberg hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mieske. Hatteberg reaches second base with a double. O'Leary scores. Valentin scores. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Garciaparra is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garciaparra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Darren Bragg batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bragg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bragg hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Nilsson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nilsson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hatteberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Anthony Williamson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williamson is 0-for-1 in the game. Williamson strikes out. Two outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin hits a fly ball into right field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Cordero is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cordero hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-2 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Loretta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jefferson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mieske is 0-for-1 in the game. Mieske hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Loretta batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Loretta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Loretta hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mieske moves to third. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Matheny is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Matheny hits a fly ball into center field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mieske tags and scores. One out. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Loretta moves to second. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Burnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Burnett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Cirillo hits a fly ball into center field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Nehring batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Nehring is 0-for-2 in the game. Nehring hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. O'Leary is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Leary hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Valentin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nilsson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Valentin for the out. Nehring moves to second. Two outs. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hatteberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Hatteberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Loretta scoops it up and throws to first, with D'Amico covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nilsson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nilsson hits a line drive into right field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Anthony Williamson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Williamson is 0-for-2 in the game. Williamson hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Valentin is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Mieske is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mieske strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bryce Flory now pitching. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Garciaparra is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Garciaparra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bragg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bragg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cordero is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cordero hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Nilsson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-3 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nilsson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vaughn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. John Waston now pitching. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Loretta is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Loretta hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bragg, who is chasing the ball. Loretta reaches third base with a triple. Jesse Levis pinch hits for Mike Matheny. Jesse Levis is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Levis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Waston fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Williams hits a line drive into left field. Cordero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Loretta tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Burnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There goes Burnett. The throw from Hatteberg and he is safe. Burnett steals second. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cirillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Cirillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jesse Levis now catching. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Jefferson hits a fly ball into center field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Nehring is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nehring hits a fly ball into center field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. O'Leary is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Loretta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Nilsson is 0 for 3 in the game. Nilsson takes first base on ball 4. Anthony Williamson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Williamson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williamson bunts towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williamson for the out. Nilsson moves to second. 1 out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 3 in the game. Valentin strikes out. 2 outs. Heathcliff Slocum now pitching. Jeff Hewson pinch hits for Matt Mieske. Jeff Hewson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hewson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nilsson scores. It's Red Sox, 4, Brewers, 4. Todd Dunn pinch runs for Jeff Hewson. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Loretta is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Loretta hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Todd Dunn now playing right field. Bob Wickman now pitching. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Valentin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hatteberg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hatteberg bunts towards the mound. Wickman fields it and throws to first for the out. Valentin moves to second. 1 out. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Garciaparra is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Garciaparra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Garciaparra. The throw from Levis and he is safe. Garciaparra steals second. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bragg is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Bragg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Jesse Levis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Levis is 0 for 1 in the game. Levis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Burnett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Burnett's hits a fly ball into left field. Cordero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cirillo is 0 for 4 in the game. Cirillo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.